Today, we are closing the market for military-grade assault weapons in Canada. We are banning 1,500 models and variants of these firearms by way of regulations.
Welcome to the rice fields, mother...
Drop it.
Warning, the following program contains jokes that may get you contacted by the RCMP. Do not attempt any of these stunts at home. If dark humor mixed with current events hurts your feelings, then go fuck yourself. Viewer's detention is advised.
Is that working? Microphone built in. Should be the headphones. No sound. It's fixed. It's muted. Yep. Good now. I can't tell if it's good now. It's not good. It's a no good. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure it out. Looks like it's working now. It's a working very, very low. I'm going to have to try something here. Usually I have to sign out from... Yeah, I don't know why my headphones wouldn't work. There. That should work. It's okay now. We get it fixed. Yeah, what a great weekend. I hope everybody... Okay, I'm getting mixed signals from you guys. Some guys say mute it again. Mute, no sound. Okay now. Friendly Fash, I can trust you, buddy. Jews did this. That's what he says. Okay, well, at least I know I can still trust you. Just a little low. Try to turn that up for you. I've been talking like this for a fucking week, so... Deal with it. Mic volume. Is that better? Is it turned up a little bit? Sean can hear me, so we're all good. That's all I care about, because Sean probably had the most successful weekend. Not all the metrics have come out yet, but... fuck, he had a banger. He got on everybody's... ruffled some feathers. Out in the Quebec area. And it was glorious. Don't know what half of them are saying, but fuck, it was good. I remember a white Quebec. That was fire. It fucking pissed everybody off. So I think Sean wins MVP for the weekend. Because that was awesome. There's so many great things that went on this weekend. There's going to be a lot of shit that is going to come out over the next couple weeks. So much content, so many actions. And from what I can understand for the few guys that I did talk to, there was a lot of positive people coming up and talking to us. Like, they see us, they recognize us from the internet, and they come over and talk to us and ask how they could join. Hell, we went and even went to a homeless encampment this weekend, and they were praising us. So how the fuck do homeless people know about us? I don't know. I don't know. But it's obviously a different feel that the public gets from us than what CSIS gets from us. Hi, CSIS. I know you're watching. I know you're coming around to visit the different people in our friend squad, in the fam squad, and you're trying to ruffle the feathers. But we've kind of all been through this before, so I don't think you're going to get very far with your tard farming. Oh, there's the CSIS agent Mandea. CSIS agent man. Yeah, we know you fuckers are watching. We know you're visiting the people again, doing your usual rounds, trying to find a weak link so that you can, you know, make some story up. Because I know what the new charges are. Right, you're trying to come up and say that there's organized crime and terrorism, but there's nothing to substantiate that. You're just trying a new angle to hopefully fill the gap in legislation that you weren't able to enforce your tyranny on us prior. So the guys that go out and speak against fentanyl, mass immigration, and Indians, and their gangs, and their crime wave, those are the bad guys to you, right? Those are the bad guys. Not the fucking shitskins walking all over our country doing this shit. ਲੱਭ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਪਿੱਤਲਾਂ ਚ ਬੰਨਿਆ ਬਰੂਦ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਰਮ ਸਲਾਈ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਮੋਢਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਆ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਡਿੱਗਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਥਾਲੀ ਵੰਡ ਦੇ ਨੀ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸੂਤ ਗੋਰੀਏ
ਹੁਣ ਚੱਕੜ ਖਰਾਬ ਹੱਥ ਫੜੀ ਆ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਰਹੂ ਕੰਨ ਤੇ ਗ੍ਰਿਪ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਗੋਰੀਏ ਕਾਂਡ ਕਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਵਹਿਲੀਆਂ ਜੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਮਟਾਉਂਦੀ ਆ ਸਬੂਤ ਗੋਰੀਏ ਕਾਂਡ ਕਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਵਹਿਲੀਆਂ ਜੇ.
Not a concern to you guys whatsoever, is it? Because those are not easy targets. You would have to learn a different language and actually try and tell these people apart when you go out to talk to them. It gets worse, too. More of the Bichnoi's gang, or Bichnoi, whatever they call themselves, are surfacing every day, getting cocky, shooting 7.62 in the fucking air instead of the ground or with the backdrop. Straight in your fucking face, Cesus. Look at that. Extended mag, restricted weapon, firing into the forest, not worried about where it's going. But you're going to come after the white people that are worried about the state of their country. You make me sick. I don't know why it's so quiet. I don't know. I don't know why. Something happened. No, I'm not staying on very long tonight. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the guys that went out this weekend and did a fucking fantastic job. Setting Cesus's hair on fire. It's kind of gross. So anybody that's listening that I haven't had a chance to talk to yet, yeah, Cesus might come around to your house again. But number one, you don't have to talk to them whatsoever. You don't have to say a fucking thing for them. You can just tell them to fuck right off as soon as they come to your house. Second, they have no arresting power, so don't feel that they have any authority over you. All they're doing is trying to get a case together to give to a different department of fucking police so that they may charge you. That's all they're doing. They're not coming around to try and help you for any reason. The only reason they would ever want to try and talk to you is to fuck you over. They have an entire fucking history of this shit. For those of you that don't remember, I even wrote a book on it. That's why this picture is in the back. Making fun of Cesus. Cesus and the fucking RCMP. And if you're just one lonely officer, don't take this personally. Okay? It's nothing personal against you unless you're just fucking RCMP is your full identity. Go read some of the history of the RCMP and their dirty tricks. They're dirty fucking bitches. That's what they are. RCMP, Cesus, the fucking lot of them. I'm a little pissed off at that because of the people that you are visiting. All you're trying to do is fuck with their lives. You wait until they leave and you go talk to somebody that's more vulnerable in their house. You never have good intentions, do you? They have no arresting powers and they have no authority over you. So please make sure your security cameras are running because we're starting a file of all the different people that have visited because they're fucking idiots thinking that I could just stroll up to somebody's house and they don't have fucking cameras and I'm going to keep my secret identity. Secret agent man. It's not happening. We have an entire file full of all your pictures. Push us far enough and it's all coming out. And that's not doing anything illegal because you're coming onto our properties. We're allowed to have cameras to see who comes onto our fucking properties. Anyways, you guys tell me if this looks like fucking terrorism to you.
More than 8 years into the opioid crisis in Canada, and people, mostly young men, are still dying at an alarming rate. In the first 9 months of last year, the most recent national data available, there were 5,975 deaths, up 8% over the same period the previous year. That's 22 drug deaths every day, and more than 40,000 since 2016.
Today, Second Sons Canada is here in Sudbury, Ontario, to bring attention to a crisis that has been plaguing this nation. We're speaking, of course, of fentanyl and the opioid crisis. Because of our senseless border policies, foreigners have been able to spread this plague all across our country with no remorse, no consequences. Each one of these crosses represent a loved one, somebody's brother or sister or their child. Some of these guys here have lost loved ones. I'd like to say that we'd want our politicians to do more, but that would insinuate they're doing something in the first place. Today, Second Sons will be planting their own cross. But this one is going to represent the next death, because we know it's still going to happen. Our politicians are doing nothing but lining their pockets by these stupid programs that are ineffective. Canada first!
Leagues fight back!
Stand on guard!
All thy sons!
Guys did a great job this weekend. It was awesome to be a part of that. And it's actually gross because you hear about the fentanyl crisis, you hear about jeets on the highway and stuff, and until it affects you or your family, you don't really know the extent of the crisis because you don't look into it. We have blinders on and we don't pay attention to that stuff. And I'm even the same with the fentanyl crisis, right? I didn't know exactly how bad it was until I started looking into it and doing a bit of research on it. And even going to talk to the people in the homeless encampment, just how fucked it actually is in this country. You can pick almost any major city in Ontario and look at overdoses, and it's as if somebody was traveling around giving out bad hits of fentanyl or whatever they're fucking giving out to people. Because it'll be 20, 30 in a fucking night. And they're all white. It's funny how the one guy I talked to in the homeless encampment actually talked about China and how the British, you know, flooded their country with opioids and that. So, it was a very interesting experience going through there. Name a politician that would go down there and talk to these people the way we did. Friendly Fash says Natasha Montreal was saying that SSC has 30 members in all the entire country. This weekend might change your mind, and we all did bangers. So proud to be with you guys. Unfurried my extremism. there's some great stuff that I want to show you guys that I've been privy to see, but I don't think it would be proper. I got to let these guys present it their own way and do their own thing, but the Go Back Tabernacle, I had to fucking snake that for tonight because you know where that came from. There's a lot going on this weekend to the point where it's decentralized. People can do their own. And it's glorious. I did see Natasha Montreal's tweet talking about it. It's just 30 guys driving around the country doing it over and over again. Nah, bitch. It ain't 30 guys. There's way more. How are we able to get 80 guys to march together if we only have 30 guys? Oh, right. You're a dumb bitch. That's what. I remember you, Natasha Montreal. You're the one that tried to accuse me of threatening your daughter just because I was destroying you in an argument with logic and you got all flustered. Oh, he threatened my daughter. The fuck I did. I have a daughter. I wouldn't do that, you dumb cunt. I would threaten you, but I haven't yet. What's that? Cheeky Jazz says, I saw a post on X today that residents of Georgetown have put up a poster around town of a DG who sexually assaulted a teenage girl. Yeah, the boys in Georgetown, that's where I grew up. They would do that. Because fuck that Jeet. He doesn't have any rights. Shouldn't even fucking be here. That's what's so fucked up about this country is that there's people actively trying to organize to go against the rape and pillage of our kids and our children and the authorities are actively going to work against you to make sure that your kids get raped, drugged, or killed by these fucking foreigners. His name was Singh. Look at that. It was enlightening going to that camp, man. There was a lot of fucked up people there. And the one guy we talked to be honest with you, it kind of seemed like he was a dealer. He was very coherent talking to us. Didn't seem like he was run down or unhealthy or anything like that. Held intelligent conversation, or somewhat. Like, Dubs got to the point where he was pissed off and the guy wanted to punch him out by the looks of it, but he did not. But great weekend. Guys were out doing their fitness testing, watching all the different guys and the weights that they were pulling. I saw one guy deadlifting 500 pounds. One of the guys that was working out with us, he did was it 425 or 450 or something like that? I forget exactly what it was. You know, not a club record-breaking lift by any means, but fuck, it was impressive, man. Looked good. I like that story that you said, though, from Georgetown. We need to start doing more of that. But if we do more of that, every poll will be covered with brown faces that break in crimes. Like, go look up the deport report. Every day, it's just a new crime by Ajit. Killing someone, drugging somebody, raping somebody. And we're just supposed to put up with this? And that's something, too. I know for a fact that there's either an RCMP officer or a CSIS officer watching me talk about this very fucking crisis right now, and yet you're still looking down at me with eyes that I'm the fucking bad guy. Fuck you. It's gross to see what's happening in this country. Organized crime and terrorism. For what? Choosing to go for a walk with my friends all wearing the same thing? Guys aren't allowed to look dapper anymore in their fucking good-looking uniforms? I gotta say it was a fun weekend. And the dividends will keep paying for months on end after everything that went on yesterday. I showed you guys this, but I gotta look at it again. Isn't that just a beautiful thing? It's funny how an idea can turn into something so much more. There's this. There's this one. God, there's more than 30 guys there. We also did this one. Some beautiful artwork. When you see it starting to come out in graffiti, you know the culture is changing. Because even the art fags want them out of their fucking country. Julio got 545. Damn. Well, that's all fine and good, but I mean, Chris Lysak, I don't remember him putting up his numbers yet. And that guy doing like, fuck, he's probably doing 1,000 pounds or something with his teeth. But damn, Julio, does anybody else have some fucking numbers to throw up? 575. My God. What's the point of lifting 575 pounds? I guess if a car lands on somebody, but 575 pounds. You're lifting tigers out of the woods at that point. I don't think I've met him yet. I'm going to have to make a point of getting out to Quebec to meet that guy. Sounds like a very impressive person. Cheeky Jazz says Jean-François... What? Isn't that the Bloc Québécois guy, Jean-François Blanchet, posted on an X, denigrating the poster drop and mentioned Second Sons. Good! the more you mention us, the better. Like, people that are looking at you say that, then look at us and says, oh, fuck, that's based. So thank you for talking about us. Nobody enjoys your policies. Nobody enjoys politicians at all. You allow them to walk anywhere by themselves and they're going to get shit on. Both liberal and conservative. And especially NDP. Jenstein, thank you. He says, good to see you, my good man. I don't know if he's talking to me or somebody else. Somebody else in the chat, but nice. I will see you guys at Nationals. Good shit. Yeah, that'll be sweet. Look at that. Everybody's just talking weights. No. At Nationals, we should be lifting different things, though. Not just weights. That's gay. Should be doing the strongman competition. And I don't know what it is that we're going to be lifting. We can lift a couple of fentanylers on either side. Somebody can deadlift two fentanyl bodies at once. But they are kind of dilapidated and fucking malnourished. So, like, you got to get maybe a four fent lift. Right? It'd be kind of cool to do some, you know, not the weight, obviously, of what the strongmen are doing, but enough to, like, really, you're only your top-notch guys are going to be competing in there. That would be funny. Yeah, you could be doing the jeets, right? You got, like, a five-jeeter. He had a five-jeeter lift. You know, a six-jeeter. Holy fuck, bud, that guy carried a 10-jeeter. Lysak's carrying a 10-jeeter. Oh, I can't imagine just how fucking batshit crazy CSIS, RCMP, and all the other fucking people are gonna be going buck wild during Nationals. This is the type of shit that they would end up using things like Palantir and satellites and just going, oh my god, these guys are actually gonna get together. We need to go and surveil it, make sure nothing happened, because despite... I was going to try and think of a way to say that, but it's fucked up that CSIS works for the same office or gets paid from the same office as the CBC. So the CBC writes the shit, fucking CSIS comes over and wipes the shit, and the RCMP comes over and arrests the shit. All working in tandem to keep the government in power. She works for Ezra now, in case you didn't know. Oh, what? Is that fucking Natasha Montreal? Well, it's not a surprise. She wanted to go... Like, first she's against the Muslims and hates Palestine, hates Hamas, and all this other shit. And then she's marching with them, boasting about marching with these people in the anti-fucking-pride shit was going on. But she wants to be anti-pride, but you're going to go and work for the very people that are pushing pride. You're a fucking moron. Your older sister lives in Georgetown and has been calling me a racist for the last year. I'll let her find out on her own. That's awesome. How long has she lived in Georgetown? Because she's going to fucking have a lesson. This is the type of shit we find funny in Georgetown.
Out there trying to catch some free fish. Oy vey, we need to stop him.
What are you doing
over there, guy? You trying to get some free gefilte fish? Oy vey, look at this fucking cheap guy out there trying to catch fish.
Georgetown humor. I saw a bunch of nons. I think I've mentioned this before on my stream. I've seen nons doing questionnaires to people on the street, live on the street questions about Georgetown and how they used to have the, we called it the rebel flag, but it was just the Confederate flag because we had the Georgetown rebels. Alexandria Lavoie. Oh, Lavoie from Rebel News directly condemned us for racism. Oh. Well, now what? Nope, I didn't see any fucking ramifications from her saying that. Weird. Calling me names doesn't seem to fucking do anything. Ed Jam. This is still only one pig for July 22nd. Probably not. No. It looks like it'll be bigger than that. We'll probably need two pigs, so if we're going to need two pigs, we might as well use the four pigger, and if we need an extra pig, we'll be able to have the capacity to be able to cook it. So yeah, we don't know how many pigs it's going to be. And of course, Ed is talking about Bigot Fest. July 24th, 25th, and 26th. No ceases allowed. It is on private property. But you buy tickets. It's $40 for the weekend. Three meals included. Games, prizes, fights. Stuff for the kids. It will be family friendly. There'll be pork, turkey, venison. We're working on getting a bear. And $40 for the weekend. $20 just for the Saturday. And you can email it to platarmy1@gmail.com. And if somebody plans on fucking crashing the party, this is the worst party you could ever fucking try to cash. It is on private property. You will be arrested and detained and never seen again. No, but we all know who our own is. We've all seen each other and met each other before. People stand out when they're not with us and in our crowd. Yeah, I really didn't have a whole lot to go on tonight because I had such a long weekend. I had a lot of driving to do, setting up and everything, but I may play that video one more time of There was a another video that I was going to try. That's what I should have done. Just got you guys' opinion on which video you like better. Because it was two different styles of video. Same content, same stuff, just two different styles. I should have played that one instead. But can you wrestle with the bear? No, you can eat the bear. The bear is for eating. You don't make friends with salad. Where's Fairy been? He's been taking ballet lessons. He said it's going to help him with his MMA skills if he quits, puts on a tutu, and just dances ballet. Thinking about it now, he was acting a little bit like Ace Ventura wearing that tutu. Maybe there's something wrong with him. Could be. But until he can come here and answer himself, I'll still keep talking shit about him. Scotian gentleman, thank you. He says, this just made me cringe. Gross. So now you want the rest of us to fucking cringe? Let's see what you're looking at here. I don't like playing links out of the nowhere. I don't know who that is. Yeah, sorry, Scotian. I don't know what that... I'd have to read the whole thing and just sit here and be quiet while not doing any of the stream. But Jensen says, stay on and I'll pay you like the whore that you are. I am a bit of a whore. I do enjoy money. I will stay on a little bit longer, but I don't have a whole lot of videos to be showing you guys. I got a couple of racisms. Tops one. And that's just true. I had a long weekend, like I said. I enjoy that. I will show you that video again, though. It may not go out on the Suns account, but there may be a few things changed to it. But that's basically what I did for the weekend. Let's watch it anyway.
More than 8 years into the opioid crisis in Canada, and people, mostly young men, are still dying at an alarming rate. In the first 9 months of last year, the most recent national data available, there were 5,975 deaths, up 8% over the same period the previous year. That's 22 drug deaths every day, and more than 40,000 since 2016.
Today, Second Sons Canada is here in Sudbury, Ontario, to bring attention to a crisis that has been plaguing this nation. We're speaking, of course, of fentanyl and the opioid crisis. Because of our senseless border policies, foreigners have been able to spread this plague all across our country with no remorse, no consequences. Each one of these crosses represent a loved one, somebody's brother or sister, or their child. Some of these guys here have lost loved ones. I'd like to say that we'd want our politicians to do more, but that would insinuate they're doing something in the first place. Today, Second Sons will be planting their own cross. But this one is gonna represent the next death, because we know it's still gonna happen. Our politicians are doing nothing but lining their pockets by these stupid programs that are ineffective. First,
please fight back.
Stand on guard.
All of our sons.
Yeah, well, like I was saying before, the more you look into what's been happening with fentanyl, where it's coming from, and how many people it's affecting, it actually starts to weigh on you a bit. I don't like finding out about that shit. It's the same with the trucking industry. When you start finding out what the actual numbers are and how many people are getting killed, and when it starts to affect people around you, and you don't think people are going to start speaking up and identifying the problem? Jenstein says, can you explain the source of the evil in the world? Holy vey, I don't know if I could do that. Justice for Father says, fuck, let's go, bud. Source of all the evil. Well, they try to talk about how it's the duality of man, don't they? How there's evil men and good men and some men. But I think that's bullshit. I think it's up to the people before you to give you a good life, to continue the harmony that people have worked so hard to get. And that's what we had in Canada, wasn't it? We had harmony for a while. People were able to have good lives, for the most part. There was tragedies every once in a while, but I mean, for the most part, it was a good life for a lot of people growing up. Didn't have to worry about walking your kids to school. They could go hang out all day, all night, riding around the park because the whole neighborhood knew each other. And we get labeled as extremists because we want that society back. You have to know that that's how we see you guys, right? You know, I don't necessarily see the people that are against us as evil. Because nobody thinks that they're the bad guy. I'm sure that they want peace as well, right? But they think that we're going to be the ones to promote the evil. One thing is the left and the right, if that's what you want to categorize them as, has been gaining ground between each other because of how badly Israel has been fucking up. Yeah, I'm just fucking blabbering now. I think we need to give a billion Indians a better life. It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense when you press them on it. Say, oh, you can't be racist. So what? So that just means we just allow millions, if not tens of millions, of fucking Indians to come over here? There's no shortage of people in the fucking world. There's a reason why we want to keep our borders closed to those masses, because the masses fucking suck. For people that really wanted a better life, we had an opportunity to have a contained environment where we could actually grow together and grow a good species, and that's how it grows outwards, and you could do good things all over the world at that point if you wanted to. Hence the British Empire. They had so much good, they tried to spread it to everybody, and fucking... that ended up being their problem, wasn't it? They were the last benevolent fucking dictatorship. No, I'm not all done with cabin life. I'm just working right now. I have work in a different city, so I'm here. Yeah, everybody wants a better life, but everybody's interpretation of what a better life is probably different. There's certain people with no morals that think anybody should be able to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Just absolute freedom. And that sounds all good and well, but... No, there's psychopaths out there that shouldn't be allowed to do certain things. You shouldn't be able to cut off a kid's penis and call it gender therapy. You shouldn't be able to give a little girl hormones that'll fuck up her reproductive organs so young in their life. It's a shame that there's no truth that gets fed to you. You can't trust the truth coming from people that beg for your attention. Because why do they want to come and tell you the truth? Because they like you? Or they want to misinform you to profit off you? It's no man's responsibility to provide another man with a better life. Yeah, no, I don't believe that whatsoever. No, you're a cohesive group. You owe it to your children to give them a better life and to teach them properly. Right? I mean, we even tried to move our society into one where we had division of work, where you would only have an electrician, you'd only have a plumber, people were specialized in their trades. But they used to have jacks of all trades. There's still some around, guys that know a little bit about everything. How's you got a bug on your head, bud? Dwarfwork says, in the UK, Sikhs have a good reputation, but not here at all. They can't know just how much better it used to be here for us, because they brought them here. Well, you could just look at the proof. Look at the headlines. Look at the fucking court records. It's just Sings. It sings on Gurpreets, on Jagmeets, on Dogmeets and Fuckfeets. Happy Feet and fucking Black and White Penguins. They're doing all the crime. Like, it's just the truth. Oh, that's because it's in a certain area. Well, why is there so many in a certain fucking area? Did they colonize it? Yeah, they did. They're kicking the shit out of the system that your fucking grandparents and your predecessors made for you. They made it for you. Yeah, there was one I was going to talk about. There's some guy I got. They were making a big story last week, and I really wasn't paying attention, but I meant to, of the guy that was pulled over, and he was committed because his therapist thought he was fucking Looney Tunes or something like that. There'll be more to look into it. I think Juno did a piece on it. But yeah, we're getting to that time. All of our police officers are being replaced with fighting age males, all from a different country, people that weren't even born here. They have no roots to the land. They're going to be deciding what happens to you, what your fate is when they take you away in cuffs, and you're just supposed to go along with it. Oh fuck, well they're an authority. I should just do what they say. Right, Oz, you coming up for hello? Oh, I don't think you can be seen in here, buds. There we go. Hey. There's my boy. You can't stop overpopulating? No, but you can quarantine an area off for you and your family to be able to live. And by family, I mean your extended family, the nation, where you all do have to watch each other's back in order to keep the hordes away. Yeah, the idea of being able to do anything alone, the only reason you would be able to do anything alone in this country is because there's other people watching the borders and there's other people keeping up society for you to be able to have products and do things. To keep our standard of life. Weeble Ludwig, yeah, exactly. Can't wait to get pulled over on a back road and have my kids, dogs, and self raped by a cop. I don't think I'm crazy to be saying that. We know what it's like in fucking India. A girl goes to the police station to complain about being raped and the police rape her in India. It's gonna be like that here too, folks. Plain and simple. You expect me to give authority over myself to some shitskin that just got here, doesn't know the difference between wrong and right? Fuck you. Like, there's no world in which that's okay. Even the fucking RCMP and CSIS objectively listening right now, seriously, do you think somebody coming from another country should have power over you? Doesn't know you, has no roots to the land, doesn't have family here, but they're going to decide what happens to you? That's fucking crazy. Alex Woods, good to see you, man. Says they want us to accept our death in silence. It's a it's a big maid program. And we're all on the hospital's bed. Sorry, I got something in my sorry about that. They want us to accept our death in silence. It's a big maid program, and we are all on the hospital bed. It's true. You just got to pick your fucking way to get killed, I guess. All the options are there. And there'll be plenty of people to fucking replace you, that's for sure. Cheeky Jazz says, gifted 10 subs to Plat Army. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Fuck, I did have something in my throat. Yeah, it's not going to be a fun time. And even if you think that you're going to get justice after the Indian cop rapes you, you go to the judge and it turns out they're an Indian too, or they believe in DEI, you can't in good conscience just think that... Thank you. You can't in good conscience just think that you can look at these people that weren't raised with the same morals and guidelines that you have and let them make choices over you and have authority over you. It's pure insanity. Just shut up and die, Grandpa. Yeah, really. Yeah, cops don't lie, though, right? Yeah, that's what the judge fucking thought in Jeremy's case. Well, cops don't lie. Jesus Christ, we're falling so fucking far. It's not even funny. I'm telling you guys, you have to balkanize. You have to balkanize. Otherwise, you're just looking out your window waiting for it to happen. They're making moves. They're colonizing further. They're getting into politics. They're trying to take advantage of everything that we've taken for granted. I'll say that again. They're taking advantage of everything we've taken for granted. Abusing democracy. Stealing government funds. Selling drugs to kids. Scamming everywhere they can. Scamming high trust society insurance rates. Or just abusing it. Like, I know Brampton has the highest insurance rates of all of Canada. And it's all of the world, I think. Like, it's so ridiculous, the scams that they did. Holy fuck, I have insurance, and if I break my car and I get a new one? Pure insanity what we're allowing to happen in this country. I don't want to live with these people. Why are we being forced to? You know what I mean? You think it's good for our country to have a bunch of third world savages come on in here? We were never asked about this. Jensine says, you're scared of the West Coast. CRJ just wants to nibble on your crusties. What does it matter with you? I try to fucking have a serious conversation about Indians and what our future's going to be like. And you're talking about CRJ's crusties. But you're right, Jensine. I'm a whore. I will take that abuse. No, we were never asked about anything. You're right. It was always an illusion. As soon as the idea that they opened up voting to the entire general public and not just people of stature, it was over. We don't even function as a real democracy as it is, even if you believe in voting. Like, what democracy was supposed to be was the fucking the triangle. You had the crown, you had the Senate, and you had the politicians, the elected officials. But now the elected officials just appoint. Well, it's not the crown anymore. It's just a fucking governor general's office, and they appoint them. So if a triangle is supposed to hold itself accountable, it's not doing it if this one person could just appoint people to these fucking positions. It's a fucking stupid system we have set up. We need a new monarch to take the governor general's position. The way it's truly designed to be. And I vote for Devin Larratt. I think he would be a just king and a stern king. He's my vote. And he has brand recognition. That's my thoughts on Canadian democracy. But it doesn't really matter if I have deep thoughts on democracy and philosophy or anything like that. I can still be of the opinion that I don't want foreigners coming in and strong-arming everybody out of these positions, because there's obviously people that are more qualified than I am to be doing politics or to be trying to fix things, but instead they're getting fucking paid. Eating at the trough. It's gross. Yeah, I really don't have anything to talk about, so I'm just going to be talking to the chat the entire fucking stream. Oh, okay, so pick the system that's better. You say, fuck the king, fine, but there still should be a king, or the position of the crown. You need that person to be able to hold the politicians. You've just lost faith in them. Like, do you know a better system that you would get to? National socialism, the Fuhrer, so you're choosing a king anyway? Brian says, the white race is so different from the others. We've helped all of the third world, and now we're reaping what we've sown. Our empathy has destroyed us. It's true. Yep, they didn't have the heart to be the dictators and to run and to be hard and keep things in order, keep them in line. They didn't have the power to have a 1,000-year Reich. But again, if you're choosing a Fuhrer, you're choosing a king. It's the same thing that they've been trying to destroy forever. They've always tried to subvert royal families so they can have power over their countries, right? So, SS recruiting is good. I mean, every time they run something in the media, we always get more recruits. I think after we put all the footage together from the weekend, it's going to blow people's minds, especially you intelligence agencies. Who was fucking buddy's name? I got to learn that fucking inbred motherfucker's name at CBC who's been doing the hit pieces on us lately. You know? Thinking he's doing great deep journalism when we're just posting it on our social media profiles. Really what you should do is just instead of doing this long diatribe about white supremacy and their terrorism and organized crime and it's crazy, we should be concerned, we should be worried about the guys that haven't done any violence in the 8 years that we've been saying everybody that they're going to do violence. Dropwork says, like you've said, Derek, the best way to preserve diversity is to have separate countries. No one wants to visit a European country to see Jeeters and Naggers and Sand Naggers. It's true. If these people actually believe that diversity is our strength, then in order to preserve diversity, you need to have segregation. That's the truth. We had that. We had borders. It was the people that were enforcing them that have we've lost faith in. It was funny at that homeless encampment, though. Dubs almost getting into a fight with that fucking... I think he was a dealer, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I saw Dominion Society went to the summit on remigration. Hope they made good connections. Are they terrorists now, too? That's funny. They'd be organized crime. Good for them, though, for still being able to get flights. That's going to stop real soon. Being able to leave the country is not a easy thing to do. It might just be the states. They might be the only hard asses against us, but I haven't tried to go anywhere else. Is this even where my sound is coming from? Must be. I don't know why it wasn't working before. Organized rhyme. Yeah, that's all we've been doing. It's funny. They're wasting their money again. Of course, I guess it's a cake gig for you guys, right? You know, you're not watching ISIS beheading videos. But mind you, I don't know why the fuck you'd be watching that anyway. That's in a different country. Your job is only to watch your citizens. Isn't it? You're not super international secret agent people. You go after your own citizens. You're not protecting us from anything. You're protecting us from ourselves. Or what you perceive as ourselves. You write up stories to keep yourselves busy. I guess you do have to spend that funding, though, don't you? Gotta spend it to make sure you get it the next year. Is it only because it's white guys coming on TV complaining about white supremacy that brainwashes the masses. Like if a brown guy came on TV as a leader and started lecturing people about, oh, we gotta go after these racists and these white supremacists, wouldn't that be fucking weird? Because that's gonna happen eventually. Would that change the dynamic in the Canadians' eyes when there's finally a brown leader in this country talking about white supremacy and how these things won't be tolerated, and they're changing the names more aggressively of your historic sites and tearing down your statues? Would you get it then? Like, is that what has to happen? Is that what's keeping people from fucking not realizing what's going on? Like, what if Jagmeet actually got into office? And then he just went full Khalistani. Huh? He decided to have this program where it's like, okay, well, the gurdwaras are now the cultural centers where the police are run out of, and they have their own judges there. And it's just happened with the snap of a finger. Now you have to go and try and deal with your services in a different language. They have a whole different society. Dude, don't say it can't happen. They're already doing campaigns for the RCMP to recruitment in Punjabi alone. They have political speeches in Punjabi as well. Hey, Canada, you're being colonized. I don't know. Just babbling now at this point. I don't know, people are going to wake up soon, though. Because it's going to get ugly in this country. Every person I talk to says the same thing. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Why is there so many brown people destroying everything? Anyone that takes a second to take a step back and fucking think about it and look what's actually happening around, it fucking sucks. Nobody wants to become India. Nobody. If you're so worried about the preservation of our environment and saving the planet, why wouldn't you want to try and save Canada first? And keep the people that destroyed their part of the earth, keep them away from our part of the earth. There was a good thing going here. Was. Taking thousands upon almost millions of people from a warm climate to move them to a cold climate where they're going to have a higher carbon footprint doesn't speak green to me. Carney is telling people Canada strong will make America great again. I heard that when I was listening to the CBC. Isn't that fucking wild? That Mark Carney can look at his base and just say, yeah, we're going to help make America great again. And they eat it the fuck up, despite the fact that they hate the guy that came up with that slogan. They're so fucking stupid. Can't make sense out of nonsense. No. And you can't look for moral decisions from people with no morality. Like, if Mark Carney's got a tranny kid, I'm pretty sure he raised that kid with no morality. Jim McMurray posted about Chief Pontiac, British boiling and eating. Has lakes in his name, but McDonald's statues are down. Really? Oh yeah, but eating people and the cannibalism was all a myth, right? That was all fucking fake. Scotian lady says, even if they're judged upon the content of their character, everyone is still pissed, and for good reason. Rapists are not welcome, especially around children. This is not what ancestors envisioned for us. No, it's not. No, your ancestors and the people that built this country were racist as fuck. And you have to admit it. Stop trying to fight it. You can't say that you had a multicultural fucking country from the beginning, but all these people were white supremacist leaders. So was it a white supremacist country, or was it always multicultural? It was always multicultural. It was just not multiracial. Those different cultures from Europe. Ah, Jenstein. CRJ's nipples are the softest. Fuck you. They're the hardest you've ever felt. I know what you're trying to do to me there. And you're a rotten person for doing so. Again, right in the middle of an Indian speech. Yeah. The TV guy says you haven't felt his yet, so. I think they want to see how the stupid people are going along with anything the government says. They obviously are. And a lot of people just go along. Like, you've all seen the elevator experiment where everybody goes facing the opposite way, and then they'll let somebody else on the elevator that isn't in on the joke, and they just end up turning that way because that's what everybody's doing, so they just end up facing that way. There's lots of experiments on that stuff. People just go along to get along. They love to point out somebody that isn't going along with it.